Okay, let's review Yuma Daf Yud Tes was today's Daf. So the Gemara starts out after the Mishnah that appeared on the bottom of Daf Yud Chesed and Beis. The Mishnah talks about how they would give over the Kohen Gadol to the Zikne Kohuna, who would then make him swear that he's not going to do anything wrong with the Ketores, because that was the practice of the Tzedukim. So the Gemara just happens to mention that since they brought him to a place called Beis Aftinas, so it tells us that Shtei Lishchos Hayilu L'Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol happened to have two separate rooms in the Beis HaMikdash complex. One was the Lishchas Parhedrin, and one was the Lishchas Beis Aftinas. One was in the north, one was in the south. So the Gemara goes on a whole side point all about the different Lishchos in the Beis HaMikdash and where all of them were located, what all of them were for. One of the Tanam Rav Lozman Yaakov even says about the Lishchas Ha'etz that Shachachti Mahoisa Mishameshas, I don't even know what it was used for, but they have all of these different rooms. So the Gemara toward the end says that it's Mistaber that the Lishchas Parhedrin was in the south, because that would make more sense in terms of his daily avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, because it would minimize the amount that he would have to walk if it was in the south. But then the Gemara says, no, maybe Adarabba, maybe the Lishchas Parhedrin was in the north, and we make him walk a little bit more, because the idea is that we want him, that if he's a tzduki, he's going to be discouraged by all the extra walking, and maybe he's not going to be interested in doing the avoda. Or maybe we don't want the Kohen Gadol to become a Baal Gaiva, so we let him know that he has to do some work in order to be able to do the avoda, that he's going to have to walk a lot in order to be able to do the avoda. Then at the very bottom of Daf Yutas Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about whether the Kohen Gadol is Shluchei Didan or Shluchei Drachmana. The Lashon that the Shluchei, that the Zikenim, the Ziknei Kohuna said to him was that Ishi Kohen Gadol Anu Shluchei Bezdin. We are Shluchim of Bezdin, Va'ata Shlucheinu, and you are our Shliach and Shluchei Bezdin. So the Gemara points out that it's a Tiyufta on Rav Huna Ben Rav Yishua, because Rav Huna Ben Rav Yishua holds that Kohanim are Shluchei Drachmana, not Shluchei Didan. If they were Shluchei Didan, how would they be able to do the Avoda? We're not allowed to do the Avoda. We can't make a Shliach for something that we ourselves are not allowed to do. So the Gemara says, no, what they mean to say is in our Mishnah, meaning Enoch Inami, they are Shluchei Drachmana. In our Mishnah, they don't mean to say that you are our Shluchim, but rather you're doing it Al Da'atenu. You're doing it on our Das, but not that you're actually our Shluchim. The Gemara then records a story of a Tzduki who did Ketores in a Tzduki kind of way, and he was all proud of himself, and his father said, I don't know, even though we're Tzduken Anu, Mesiaren Anu Min HaPrushim, we're still afraid of the Prushim. And sure enough, he suffered a terrible end. He said he was so excited to do this, to do the Ketores exactly the way the Tzduken do it, but Lohoi Yom Matanat Shemes V'Hutol Ba'Ashba, his body was discarded in the most vulgar of ways. The Gemara describes what happened to his body. Then the Gemara talks about when, in the context of mentioning the Tana, Rabbi Zecharia ben Kavutal, so the Gemara says that Rav Chanan bar Rava said to Chia bar Rav, he corrected him, he said it was Kavutal, so Rav corrected him that it's not Kavutal with the pay, it's Kavutal. How did he correct him? With a little bit of sign language. Why did he have to be Merames with sign language? Couldn't he just tell him? Because he was in the middle of Kriya Shema, and someone who's in the middle of Kriya Shema is not allowed to talk. So, frak the Gemara, aye, but you're not allowed to be Merames during Kriya Shema either. The Gemara says, yeah, but there's a difference between the first parak of Kriya Shema and the subsequent parakim of Kriya Shema. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions four different drushas we learn from the pasuk Vidibarta Bam. One drusha is Bam Velo Bitfila, which Rashi understands to mean that by tefillah you should daven quietly, you shouldn't hear the words that you are saying by tefillah, whereas when you talk in learning you should hear what you're saying. In Kriya Shema, rather, you should hear what you're saying. Second one is Bam Yesh Lecha Rishus L'daber V'lo B'dvar Mecherim. You're allowed to talk in Devarei Torah, but you shouldn't talk in Sichas Chulin. Number three is Bam Aseh Osan Keva V'al Taseh Marai, that you should make your Torah Keva and not just Arai. And number four, that anyone who sucks Sichas Chulin is over Baseh, that anyone who speaks a nonsensical type of speech or irrelevant type of speech is in violation of a mitzvah Saseh of Vidibar Tabam V'lo B'dvar Mecherim.